And howdy, folks. Welcome to another episode of Flush Twice, the movie, a podcast. I'm Brian, joined as always by Rob.
How are you, Brian?
I'm all right today.
That's good.
Yeah, no real complaints. I mean, I would have some of the same complaints as I had last episode. I don't want to get too redundant.
Yeah.
But I did watch more.
That is good for you. I don't think I've heard you say the same thing twice.
Right. I did watch more How I Met Your Father, which drove me crazy.
Why are you doing that to yourself?
I have no good answer for that.
I wish I had an answer for you.
Yeah, I don't.
You're a masochist.
I am a sadist. Yeah. Well, it just bothers me because it's like if How I Met Your Father, if I was like 12 years old watching How I Met Your Father and I thought that's what dating was in real life, I would just become a priest. I would just give up.
I think you said that on the last episode.
Did I?
Yeah. You said that word for word.
Yeah. All right. I'll
Father Brian.
Huh?
Father Brian. Would you go, if you were a priest, would you go by Father Brian, which would mean that you're probably a cool priest, or would you go by Father Lloyd?
Father Lloyd. Father Lloyd gets invited to a lot more bake sales.
Yeah.
Father Lloyd has a cup of tea at the house every now and then.
Yeah.
Father Lloyd might get moved to another parish.
That's actually tough. Father Lloyd sounds cooler than Father Brian.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. Father, but you know what they Lloyd both have in common? They love God.
They do love God.
And little boys.
My grandpa, when I was a kid, on my mom's side, he was always just...
When you were a kid, you were only a kid on your mom's side?
Right.
Okay. And then you were just a full-grown adult on your dad's side?
The whole time. It's been real confusing.
Yeah, it's very weird.
When there's a family party with both sides.
So you're like, I was going to say, so like when you're talking to your dad's side, you're like smoking a cigarette, you're like, yeah, so I was like knee-deep in pussy the other day, and then you turn to like your aunt on your mom's side, and you're like...
Yeah, A, B, C,
yeah,
D.
Yeah, yeah.
I learned how to count today.
Hold on.
Why is Roly Poly Oly yellow?
It's like that classic sitcom thing of someone jumping from like one thing
there's
to
this
the other.
There's this Family Guy thing that they did where I think Lois says to Peter, she's like, what are you going to go live with your other family? And he's like, what? And then they show him like taking a bus to Chicago and he's putting on like a woman's outfit and he has a full other family.
Yeah, full other family. He's the mom.
Yeah. And the guy goes, honey, I shrunk my favorite shirt. And he's like, Kenneth Peter Handelman, when will you learn? It's my favorite family. It might be my favorite cartoon bit ever.
My favorite Family Guy joke is Peter's talking about something and he goes, this is almost as fun as my first bike. And then it cuts to him having a tea party with a bicycle. And he goes, more tea, Mr. Bike?
There's another good one when they're talking about Joe's wife. What's her name? Bonnie.
Bonnie, yeah.
She has a kid. And Peter goes, yeah, and the it's like a baby. And the kid, and Peter's like, yeah, and she's a lesbian. And Lois's like, how do you know? And he goes, she doesn't respond to my advances. Family Guy's gotten funnier as I've gotten older because I understand it more.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
and I think South Park has gotten less funny for me because it was funnier when I was a kid.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way. I have a friend whose girlfriend hates Family Guy.
I don't get that. Some of my friends hate Family Guy because they just think it's like, I don't know. They think it's stupid, I guess, which it is. But there are some old there's some really funny old Family Guy episodes.
So I found this out and we were at the bar and I was like, oh, I'm just going to talk about my favorite bits, which are incredible. Because her whole thing was like, could you pick a show that's like more sexist and
racist?
So she
likes Friends.
And all this stuff, which is also like really sexist and racist.
Friends?
If you like really want
to
find
I was
issues.
Just saying because she was talking like Chandler.
Oh, yeah. Could you be anyone? Yeah.
I mean, give me time. I could be.
And my favorite episode is probably has some questionable things.
Family Guy.
If that's your window into Family Guy, my favorite episode is gonna be some problems for you. And I just kept trying the rest of the night, trying to force in my favorite jokes.
Were you doing a Peter accent?
No.
You're like Lois. I don't even care.
Yeah, Lois.
Yeah.
No, my favorite episode is one of the ones when Paulie from The Sopranos is the new dog.
Which one?
There's like three of them, but there's one when they're at a music festival and he goes, yeah, you're into chick stuff. He's talking to Stewie. He's like, you're into chick stuff.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And he's talking about how they would beat up like the gay
people. A guy named Johnny Chick Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
And he's like, what happened to him? And he's like, some girl in the neighborhood married a black guy.
Yeah, so he left them alone. Yeah, that's funny.
I love how Seth MacFarlane made that whole show, but he also is like a show tunes guy.
Yeah.
Like, he should be on, like, Broadway or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he hasn't done anything on Broadway.
He may have. I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I know he performed at the Oscars and did a bunch of show tunes.
Yeah, he got a lot of slack for...
Yeah, they did the boob song.
Yeah.
And I was like, come on. I was like, this is amazing. Tits are cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's sort of been me. And that's it. That's really it. You know what I was thinking about, actually? Because Valentine's Day just passed.
Yeah.
And it'll be like 2 months past by the time this episode
Valentine's
comes out.
That's the guy that put the candles next to your throat, right?
St. Valentine?
Yeah. Or no, I'm thinking of St. Blaise, which is such a dude. And I'm not going to go with that. I know someone named Blaise. Never mind. Just cut it.
So, one, it is funny that it's after a saint. It's like, all right, so this saint would give to the poor.
What did Saint Valentine do? Get ass?
I assume so.
Yeah.
He was like an unholy, like a holy amount of ass.
Yeah, that's what like it was.
He's just banging broads.
Yeah.
Chain smoking cigarettes. I imagine he was like Italian.
He has to be Italian.
Has to be Italian.
His name is probably Vito Valentine.
He's like an Adam Sandler love interest.
Yeah,
like the TVs.
Yeah.
But Valentine's Day just passed. For us, in our timeline, current events. And it got me thinking about
I think
Hallmark
Australian
lines.
Valentine's Day is, what is that, next week?
Yeah, it's probably coming up. It's probably coming up again.
I fucking love you.
I love you.
I fucking love you.
Bouncing around.
Yeah.
Yeah, put you in my pouch. Yeah. Right.
What do you say we turn on the Wiggles tonight in fact?
Honey, they're doing a marathon of the old Steve Irwin.
Yeah. You know how wet I get when you put on... what is it? Beep, chuck, chuck, I don't know. Toot, toot, chug, and chug a big red car.
Yeah.
I'm so hot for you now when Captain Feathersworth's on the on the telly, on the boob tube.
On the boob tube, yeah. Right?
That sounded like John Lennon.
If it's, right, it's a
boob tube.
You know, I saw a thing the other day that the British accent was voted the sexiest, and I was like, that is so stupid.
That's very generalized.
Right, it's the posh British accent is doing a lot of the legwork there.
Mm. Yeah, and then there's the Cockney one that's
right.
Yeah, look, let me suck your cock.
Right, can you imagine like you go over to London, England, and or anywhere I guess in England, and
well, it's all London.
You pick up a lady at the pub.
Yeah, drinking warm beer.
Drinking warm beer at the pub.
Yeah,
and she's like, you know, I really want a fight. I want to taste your load, yeah.
I'm so hot down there.
I
want
to taste your spunk.
Yeah. I want to let you come in my ass, yeah?
I want to go down my Abbey Road now, yeah?
I'll let you ride on my underground train.
You want to take a ride in me tube now, yeah?
Or just using...
How about we get you and another Yank and we have a double-decker bus now, yeah?
Or just naming things that aren't in England.
Yeah.
I'll let you fuck me on the Spanish stairs, yeah? I'll let you... What? I'll let you throw a quarter in my... what's the shit they do in Rome?
I don't know, the fountain.
Yeah, the fountains of Wayne.
The fountains of Wayne. You know fountains of John Wayne.
Do you know who the fountains of Wayne are?
There's a band, right?
Yeah.
What's their song?
I think they Bowling for Soup. I don't know. One of them does 1985. The other one does Stacey's Mom. I don't know who does what.
Stacey's Mom, then.
Is Fountains of Wayne?
It must be because 1985 is
Bowling for Soup. Yeah.
But yeah, so I was thinking about on Valentine's Day, Hallmark cards, and how you always see people with these big sappy posts on like social media, like, oh, the best like 6 months with you. Babe,
yeah,
I can't wait for another 6 months.
Yeah,
with you, babe, we'll do it all again. And then it also got me thinking other holidays like Mother's Day, Father's Day. You always have these big sappy long posts like
Father's Day,
fucking Father's Day. And like that is so gross to me and weird that you would go online and post about how much you love somebody.
Oh, dude, I have like I can shamelessly admit that on Mother's Day I put up a picture of me and my mom just so I could get fucking likes, just for some attention.
Oh, I thought I had a burp there.
Yeah.
That's fine. I what bothers me is
isn't the, that all for attention anyway? Isn't that what you're or is that what you're getting
at? It is, but I think some people mean it, which like there's a few people I follow that I think they mean it.
Yeah.
Which is weird to me because my family, now I wouldn't say we exactly express our emotions.
Yeah, they don't you don't seem like you do.
But it seems way healthier and normal to me. Instead of doing that, you just buy a card and underline the parts you feel are the parts
that's what
that
I
matter.
Do.
Yeah.
That's what I do. You know, my grandma used to do that, so I like do it ironically, but now I used to do it ironically. Now I do it all the time.
You are a good son. Underline, underline,
good.
Underline.
What I usually do is I'll underline words that like it'll be like since the day you were born, I usually underline the and like were
all the articles.
Yeah, exactly.
You just turn it into a grammar exercise. Yeah. You're like, all right, this time I'm going to underline all the adverbs.
Exactly. I couldn't tell you what an adverb is.
I think it's the ones that end in L-Y.
Really?
Yeah, like fondly.
Hmm.
Rapidly.
How sure are you about that?
Pretty sure.
Why don't they just call it verblies?
That would be better.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be better.
Do you ever think about some things out there that like are just named wrong?
Give me an example. I mean, yes, I agree with you, but
off the top of my head, I see. I thought maybe you were gonna pick up what I was putting down and have an example.
No.
But let me think.
I'm drinking coffee at 6 o'clock. I'm not on my sharpest today.
Yeah, that's very true. Let me think. Like, do you think a table should be called a table?
I feel like table is good. I'm looking at a tape measure. I feel like table.
Okay, what about comfortable? I say comfort table. Where do those words combine?
I wouldn't come at a table on a table.
No, or nor would you fart at a table. Come fart table. That's awesome.
Take a seat on the comfort
table.
Wait,
hold on. What is this table made of? Comfarts?
We're really scraping the bottom of the barrel here. Yeah, this is our, I don't even know what to call this, but it's almost like we're doing an anti-podcast.
Why?
I feel like we're just really struggling here.
I don't think we are.
Oh, we aren't?
I don't,
oh,
okay. Do you think so?
No.
You just said
that was a joke.
I think we're doing all right.
Are we? All right.
On one of the episodes, have we used the words come, fart, and table in one sentence?
That's true. We're showing our versatility.
Yeah, exactly.
So, do you have any pitches, or should we get into the?
I don't have any pitches. I think we really should get into what we have planned next.
Okay. So I guess what we should do first is preface this.
Mm-hmm.
I think on every episode we've mentioned Hall of Fame football running back, Orenthal James Simpson.
Yes, commonly known as OJ.
Juice, colloquially, you know, Juice.
Nordberg.
Is also a terrific actor in his time.
Yeah.
Some would say that he's
been acting since 1994.
Some would say that. Some would say it's his finest work.
Yeah.
It's really immersive. It's like when Joaquin Phoenix.
I was just about to say, imagine if since 1994, this has all just been like that Joaquin Phoenix movie.
It's like a Shia LaBeouf performance art.
Yeah, it's not called I Was Never Really There. It's called She Was Never Really There.
Yeah.
And The Waiter also.
And the so OJ, also Hertz salesman for a while. Hertz guy. We both purchased his book.
Yes.
Which there was a limited amount of copies.
Yes, I got the hardcover, so I probably got the last hardcover on Earth.
When I bought this one, it said there were two left.
Really?
Yes.
And you decided to not get the hardcover?
It was my only option was the soft one.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So I definitely got the
last. So I think we took some of the final stock.
Dude, I might be able to sell that.
So I will show the folks at home.
And I think we should preface, right? Jokes aside, none of the money that was spent on this book goes to OJ.
OJ Simpson, right.
Yeah, and we wholeheartedly, I mean, we haven't finished the book yet, but I'm thinking he did do it.
We're going to find out.
Yes.
We're definitely going to find out.
It's like, I don't know if Harry Potter dies at the end of the book, but I'm thinking he doesn't.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, you got to wait till the end of the book.
You can sort of let the tea leaves sort of lead you where they may.
Exactly.
There's a lot of foreshadowing so far.
In the book.
As to what happens. Yeah. So, right. So, and that's a good thing to preface as well, because I spoke to some people, especially at my job at the New York Textile Factory, where we make textiles in New York City.
Yeah.
And they were like, you're going to give him money for doing that? And I was like, no. It goes to the Goldman family.
Exactly.
If anything, I basically donated.
It's like charity.
It's like charity work.
Yeah,
in fact, I'm doing my taxes. I'm going to write it off. I'm going to write off this like $13
as
a donation to the Goldman Foundation.
Yeah.
So this is If I Did It, Confessions of the Killer.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Of course, it is attributed to Fred Goldman and Kim Goldman, but it is a published, unedited...
confessional.
Manuscript.
Yeah.
Written by Arenthal James Simpson while he was, I believe, incarcerated for,
his tax.
That
no,
other
I think
thing, when
I thought
he
it
stole
was
memorabilia.
I thought it was before that. No, this came out in like the early 2000s.
Though. Oh, did it?
I think so.
Okay, so
I thought
it was
the whole
just
point
in his leisure time.
Yeah. I thought, yeah, he was drinking an iced tea and he put on his glasses and he said, how can I make some money?
How long do you think it took him to do? Like
to write this?
A day and a half.
I mean, he had to make up the whole story.
Right.
It's like writing a Stephen King novel. You know,
you think he did the Stephen King thing where he like
locked himself in a
he got a hotel room in Maine somewhere.
Yeah, Fred shut off all the lights.
He went up to Buffalo and he's like, this is where it all.
Yeah, if I would have just stayed, you realize if he would have just stayed in Buffalo, none of this would have happened.
Yeah, they would have. Cause
you know what's
they would have protected
too?
Him.
Wasn't
like
there another OJ that ran for the Bills? OJ Thomas, or no, he was on the Giants. OJ Thomas, I think his name is.
I don't know.
What a fucking poorly named guy.
They had OJ Howard for a while in camp, but they let him go, and then he was with the Titans this year.
Yeah.
So this is the book. So this is our first installment of OJ's book club.
Yeah, and Brian, would you put your glasses on, please?
Yes, I can't read without them. Now, if you like how these look, these are genuine IMAX lenses. Stolen from AMC Theater when I saw Avatar 2, Way of the Water.
Okay. You look like the Oompa Loompas in the new Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I leave the house every day and I'm just waiting for my Johnny Depp Michael Jackson to pick me up and force me to do what God God
chocolate.
Decides.
Yeah.
So for the sake of brevity, we're going to skip the prologue. There's a foreword and a prologue, both written by the Goldman family.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say they're not big fans of the juice.
Yes.
That's pretty much
they're Dolphins fans.
It gets a little redundant.
Yes.
They're pretty firm in their stance of the outcome. And I honestly couldn't even read all of it because I was like, spoilers, guys.
Yeah.
Right?
Come on.
So
it's like starting a movie with the ending.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want the Tarantino version of this.
Yeah,
I want
really.
The truth. Come on. So chapter one is titled The Luckiest Guy in the World.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you a story you've never heard before because no one knows this story the way I know it.
And this is OJ speaking.
This is OJ's voice.
Yeah.
It takes place on the night of June 12th, 1994, and it concerns the murder of my ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her young friend, Ronald Goldman.
Who is a waiter.
I want you to forget everything you think you know about that night, because I know the facts better than anyone. I know the players. I've seen the evidence. I've heard the theories. And of course, I've read all the stories.
He made the evidence.
That I did it.
Is that what he said?
No, he goes, I've read all the stories, colon, that I did it.
Oh.
That I did it, but I don't know I did it. That I can no longer tell fact from fiction. That I wake up in the middle of the night consumed by guilt, screaming, ah! That was me. I added the ah.
Okay, I was going to say if OJ wrote that.
Man, they even had me wondering, what if I did it?
Yeah.
Now, let's just take a second and break that down.
Yeah.
Well,
first of all, if he did add in that ah, then that's a first page onomatopoeia.
Yeah.
And I mean,
strong, yes. strong writing.
Maybe this guy should have been writing the whole time. If he was just a writer, he probably wouldn't have allegedly killed his wife and the waiter.
Right.
But he also wouldn't have, he wouldn't be in the Buffalo Bills Ring of Honor, which he still is in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what happens on and off the field, I mean, you keep that between the white lines.
Exactly.
So that's how he starts it. I think it's a great start. Also, the part where he's like, I've seen all the evidence, I know all the players, just reminds me of Martin Sheen in The Departed, where he goes up to Matt Damon and he's like, you know the players, call the game.
Dude.
And then Matt Damon tells Jack Nicholson that the feds are there. Anyways, no ticky, no laundry.
Mm.
Terrific way, I think, to start this story.
The whole first page?
That is half of the first page.
Okay.
Well, sit back, people.
All right.
Perfect. The things I know and the things I believe, you can't even imagine. I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's right about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Well, what's the difference between what you know and what you believe? Wouldn't they just be the same thing?
It's not a lie if you believe it.
Very true.
You think he's a big Seinfeld guy?
I guarantee he is.
You think he wanted to be in the finale of...
Yeah, that was after the whole...
Seinfeld, yeah. That would have been funny. And they made fun of the trial.
I bet you there's a picture of like OJ and Jerry Seinfeld together.
I would love to see that phone call of like OJ watching Seinfeld on appointment television every week, and they get to the part where they make fun of his trial, and he calls up Johnny Cochran, and he's like, hey, Johnny, look, they're doing us.
We're on Seinfeld.
We're on Seinfeld. Yeah. Ain't that the way, huh?
Who's your favorite character? And he just like lays back. Sometimes I think I'm a George, then other times I'm a Kramer.
Elaine, I like the episode where Elaine has hard nipples.
What's up with the whole sponge thing? I don't get it.
You know, George and Jerry, they always dump these blondes. I'm with them. I don't like blondes.
You know what? George and Jerry would have less problems if they just killed the women there.
Yeah. You know,
I'm playing.
I really like this Jerry guy, but good thing he's not a waiter. If he was a waiter, he'd drive me crazy.
Yeah, I'd probably kill him and his blonde girlfriend.
And I'm going to share them with you. So the things that we can't imagine, he's going to share them with us. Because the story you know or think you know, that's not the story. Mm. Not even close.
Okay.
This is one story the whole world got wrong.
Hmm. The Tale of Despero.
Page 2. Now, should I read everything or should I?
Well, whatever you think is good.
Okay. Oh, this is one of my favorite
books. Okay.
First, though, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Orenthal James Simpson.
Okay.
OJ.
Imagine buying this book and having no idea.
No idea who he is. You just see it at the airport.
OJ, like, that's a funny name.
You're like, oh, true crime's really in now. Yeah. You think there's a podcast about this?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm going to read this. Yeah. Someone's out there who's like looking for inspiration for a true crime podcast, and they're just like, did
you know this thing that happened in 1994? Sorry, I was consumed by the Knicks almost being in the finals.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get the date here.
In June 12th, 1994. What if I tell you? Right. A Hall of Fame running back.
Really whisper. And running back is football, right?
Running back is football.
Okay.
What if I told you? That one running back ran just a little too hard to get into the end zone. And that end zone was murder.
Dude, I'd listen to that. Probably have a great theme song, too.
All right. So he introduces himself. He gives a whole slew of his accomplishments, which we cannot understate. He was a demon on the field. Mm.
And a sweetheart. Off.
And yeah, and he goes into, you know, again, his acting career. I did a little acting, too. And for a number of years, I was a pitchman for Hertz, the rental car people.
Mm.
Some of you might remember me from the television spots. I was always running late, pressed for time, leaping over fences and cars and piles of luggage to catch my flight. If you don't see the irony in that, you will.
I don't.
I guess because he was... after you murder somebody, you probably need to like get on a plane really fast.
Was there a commercial where he kills his wife and a waiter, or am I...
That would be pretty ironic.
Okay, yeah.
It is like rain on a summer day. All of that was a long time ago, though. A lifetime ago. I don't know. I think it was like fucking 15 years by the time he wrote this. Yeah. As I said, yeah, 15... A lifetime if you get murdered by a football player.
Yeah.
and I... I'm having a tough time knowing where to begin. Still, I've heard it said that all stories are basically love stories, and my story is no exception. That is a love story, too. And like a lot of love stories, it doesn't have a happy ending.
Do you think that, like, during the trial, if Ron Goldman was like, Ron Goldman's the dad, right?
I believe so. I think they were both Ron, yeah.
If Ron Goldman was like, God damn it, that guy from Naked Gun 2 killed my daughter, my son. And then he's like, well, I was in Naked Gun 1. You idiot. Like,
yeah, he gets really specific about the credits.
Yeah.
That guy from Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whoa, it was Hertz, buddy.
What am I?
So, oh, this is just gold. This is Goldman right here.
Yeah.
OJ had a first wife named Marguerite. Mm. They had two children, and while she was pregnant with a third, 5 months pregnant, they decide that they're
I think he was like cheating on her a lot, right?
Yeah. Well, he leaves that out. Mm. It's in the subtext.
Yeah, but he talks about the murder.
Right. He does talk about the murder.
He doesn't want to look unfaithful.
There's like 200 pages in this. I feel like the murder is going to carry the weight here.
I would think.
So he sits down. You know, his wife gives him a hard look at dinner. He goes, what? She goes, this isn't working. And I'm 5 months pregnant. Mm.
And I'm just looking in your eye and something tells me you're going to kill a blonde and a waiter.
So OJ is also thrown off by the fact that she's been pregnant for five months.
Wait, what?
They finish dinner in silence, and they're at their house in Brentwood. And after dinner, you know, he went to bed, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, he goes out of town, stops at a diner or something. It's called the Daisy to have breakfast a couple blocks away from where he was staying. He got a hotel room to...
Where is this?
Somewhere in California, Beverly Hills. I'm sort of skimming. And I did read it this morning.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. I know.
Trying to get to the juice, the juicy parts.
Yeah.
He goes, we found a quiet corner table. Now, keep in mind, this is like basically the day after him and his wife decided to get a divorce.
Yeah.
We found a quiet corner table and our young waitress came over. She was a stunner, blonde, slim, and bright-eyed, with a smile that could knock a man over. Who are you? I asked. Nicole.
That's so weird.
You ask
a waitress, who are you? I'm your waitress.
Nicole what? Nicole Brown.
I thought you were going to say Nicole Brown Simpson.
How come I've never seen you before? I just started here, she said, laughing. You know, she was from somewhere else, moved up there in the summer to make a few bucks. How old are you, I asked. I just turned 18 last month, she said.
Ooh.
On May 19th.
Ah.
This is June 24th. I'm sorry I missed your birthday, he said.
That's a good line.
She smiled that bright smile again. Me too, she said. So,
OJ's a charmer.
OJ, he has some game.
Yeah, he definitely does.
The idea that it's like the day they decide we're going to get a divorce, and he just goes to the diner and she's the waitress.
Yeah.
And that's just good writing.
Do you realize that OJ's life, like, the things that happened in his life are so much affected by the food service industry. It's insane. It's crazy.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So he meets a waitress and murders a waiter.
Right.
And what the hell happened to the maitre d'?
Right.
Am I right?
Yeah.
What about the cooks?
Yeah, God forbid you made
you made some
hard eggs on the man.
Yeah.
Jesus. You wanted them over easy.
Holy shit.
The age thing, that didn't age well. Let's
no,
say that.
Well, I mean, it's legal. I wouldn't go after an 18-year-old girl, but I also wouldn't murder a waiter and a waitress, so.
Right, right. Yeah. We're coming from this from a very different purview.
Yeah, I'm ethics. I have ethics.
So he goes back, you know, he went home, he goes back, and he's thinking about her. And so he goes back. And I assume we pick up mid-conversation because this is a weird way to start a conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, let me put my glasses on.
Yeah, please. Yeah, I don't even know.
I got the IMAX book, so it's all 3D letters.
Yeah, when they get into the murder, you could see the knife coming out of the pages.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
It's a pop-up book, yeah.
It's if you do that thing where you flip the pages really fast, you can see it all happen.
That's awesome. Maybe he has the drawings of the murder on the edges of the book.
Yeah, it's like Sergeant Pepper's. If you read it backwards, it just shows you the murder.
Yeah.
Paul is dead, too. That's also part of this book, I hope. He goes, I want you to know that I'm married. Again, start of the conversation.
Yeah.
I want you to know that I'm married. No, he didn't.
Okay.
I want you to know that I'm married, but that my marriage is ending. So, you know, I'm still technically a married man. Mm. I don't know if that bothers you, but if it does, I'm just letting you know that things are going to change soon.
Yeah.
Also foreshadowing, because she's going to be dead soon.
Yeah.
Is that the truth, she asked. It's the truth.
It's the truth, Ruth.
It's the double truth, Ruth. Yeah. So, you know, then he stops at her apartment. They're clearly getting intimate. He talks about how he...
Does he talk about what he ate?
No, he doesn't, which is a little suspect.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like he would have a pizza burger.
Don't bring pizza burger into this.
Pizza burgers suck, Brian.
No, pizza burger is my absolute go-to diner order from any diner.
I could 100% see OJ eating a pizza burger.
I'm insulted.
Why are you insulted? The guy ran for fucking 3 million yards.
So what you're saying is it's a Hall of Fame meal. A pizza burger from a diner is a Hall of Fame meal.
I would say that.
Yeah. It's in my ring
of
honor.
It's killer.
It's in my ring. okay. So he's banging around with Nicole. He gets to the delivery room in time to... he goes back to play football. Gets to his
Wait,
delivery
this is
room
all while he's still in the NFL?
Yeah. So he's splitting his time between the Bills and, you know, he gets home to see the birth of his kid. And he talks about how conflicting it is, that it's weird that he just had another child with this family, but he's falling in love with another woman.
Yeah.
Who, again, very... what if anyone else was his waitress that day? What if Ron Goldman was
his imagine. That day? He's like, Nicole, you smell like French fries.
I wish it was like a McDonald's.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
I got a number 2. No cheese.
Do you have sweet and sour sauce? No sweet and sour sauce? Yeah.
Is your ice cream
I'm
going to
kill you
broken,
in 10
honey?
Years.
It's all because you didn't have sweet and sour sauce.
He goes in at like 10:58 and he's like, can I still get breakfast? And she's like, no.
God damn it. I just want a McMuffin.
So eventually they meet each other's families. They move in together, all this good stuff. Here's a fun one. The following year, I moved out of the Westwood Marquee and into the Hollywood Hills, home of my old friend, Robert Kardashian.
Ah.
So we're starting to introduce the...
Can you say Kardashian as Kardashian? That's how I always say it.
Kardashian.
No accent. The Kardashians are the Kardashians, but I always see Robert Kardashian as Robert Kardashian.
Kardashian?
Yeah, Kardashian.
Kardashian.
You don't have to put that much of an accent on it, but...
Kardashian.
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 Yeah, I mean, go whatever you feel comfortable with.
So she was happy. She was not happy that they weren't married.
They just met.
Well, this is... We jumped in timeline. So this is getting into... They've been with each other for like a year.
And she wants to get married already?
Yeah.
Bitch, pick up a few more shifts at the diner and then talk to me about fucking.
So here we go. Nicole had a real temper on her. Mm. He kind of sets her up to sound
like she should get murdered.
From his point of view, anyway. Nicole had a real temper on her, and I had seen her get physical when she was angry. So sometimes I just left the house and waited for the storm to blow over.
And killed other people to take out my frustrations.
So finally they got engaged in 83. They had a big party. But the happiness didn't last. She goes, I'm tired of being your girlfriend. She kept saying, I want to get married and have children. Mm. You know, they
women, am I right?
They want to, she wants to have kids of her own.
Yeah.
So one night in 1984, we were in the middle of another argument and I went outside to get away from her. There was a tether ball hanging from one of those trees and a baseball bat lying nearby, and I picked up the bat and took a few hard swings at the ball, which reminded me of, you ever have a hit away when you were a kid?
Yeah. I used to have one in my basement.
Yeah, I had one too. That was sick.
Yeah. If only Don Mattingly played in the 50s, OJ would have had a hit away.
Yeah. So Nicole
Don Mattingly made
the
hit away, right?
I don't know.
Mm, I'm probably wrong.
He might have been on the commercials at least.
He definitely was with the V-grip bat.
Yes. Yeah. So then he ends up hitting her car
with the bat.
Yeah, then she called the police.
Or with the tether ball.
No, with the bat. Yeah. And dented the car, and he was like, "You mean my car?" You know.
Yeah.
Money's becoming a topic of argument here. Yeah. And then the cops show up.
She's spending all her money on the jukebox of the diner.
So we keep going. The cops show up. Nothing happens.
This is in 84.
Yeah, this is an 84.
Holy shit.
Right there at the rock. So he's leaving out any details of like him contributing to any of these arguments, which, I mean, unreliable.
He was probably
narrator,
cheating on her, too.
Yeah.
I think he was like a Lothario.
Let's see. So, again, they're kind of like, you know, they have some arguments they make up. That's sort of the vibe he's putting out here. And, so they do get married. I turned the page, so I don't have the date, but it's like 85, I think.
Yeah.
Then they went to Mexico.
Beyonce said it right. If you want it, then you got to put a ring on him, right?
A few days later, we flew down to Manzanilla, Mexico for our honeymoon. We stayed in a beautiful place called Las Hadas. Mm. You think they have a sign down there? It's like O.J. Simpson had his honeymoon here.
Yeah.
They made love three times a day.
Nice.
That's why we were there, right? To give Nicole a family of her own. So he's just filling her up.
Yeah, he's really a scumbag.
So 6 weeks after they got back, she was pregnant. She was happy. Yada, yada, yada. Oh, this is a fun line. I don't remember her being sick once or even feeling sick, and she was never even in a bad mood, which is kind of weird given all the cliches about raging hormones and stuff. But I wasn't complaining.
Yeah, she didn't kill a waiter.
The guy knows how to write a sentence.
Yeah. Did he have a co-writer on this, or is it just him?
It was just him.
Yeah.
Throughout the entire pregnancy, the only issue was food. She was very worried about gaining weight.
Well, getting pregnant is probably not the best thing to do if you're going to...
And she was very caught up about her appearance. She was very protective of the kid and wouldn't really let anyone help.
You wouldn't let me stab it.
It got to be a pain in the ass, frankly. I couldn't get her to leave the house.
What does he want to do?
Bang other women?
Probably? Yeah. Jack off.
Why don't you let your mother take care of her for one night, I'd say. She's been volunteering from the day we got back from the hospital. No, she'd say. Sydney needs me. So it took months to get Nicole out of the house. And he started getting antsy. And the food became an issue again. Nicole was having a tough time losing the weight she gained during the pregnancy.
So OJ was basically saying that you're too fat for me to be with you.
A little bit. Read between the lines. So here's a line. She would get out of the shower, look at herself in the mirror, and burst into tears. So don't look in the mirror, I'd say.
Yeah. OJ.
That's not what I need to hear, she'd holler. Which makes me think of it's like a Huckleberry Hound cartoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Hollering, like yeah. It's Foghorn Leghorn.
She'd holler.
You know what? I'm sorry I said anything, but you're the one that's having a problem with your weight, not me.
Yeah, you fat bitch.
It's funny, because suddenly I'm remembering what Nicole's mother told me on the very day that we first met. Don't let Nicole gain weight, she said. She's miserable when she gains weight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. OJ wrote this and was like, I sound
dude,
great.
I think, like, we haven't even gotten to the stuff about the murder, but, like, I think he did it based off of this. He doesn't seem like a nice guy at all.
Yeah, not
I
at
mean,
all.
That's such a crazy sentence to say.
It's an insane
But OJ
thing
doesn't said. Seem like that nice of a fella.
No. Did things get volatile from time to time? Yes. Do I regret it? Yes. I love Nicole. She was the mother of my two kids, and the last thing I wanted was to hurt her. Clearly not the last.
Yeah.
I only ever got truly physical with her once.
Yeah, and it was the last time.
And that was in 1989. And the whole world heard about it.
Yeah. Wait, I didn't hear about it.
I didn't hear about it either. But also, 1989 was predates 1994.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's about as far as I got in my reading this morning. That's the first 10 pages.
Yeah.
Of the book. And then he starts to get into the domestic violence dispute that they had that seemed to be fairly public.
Well, I remember seeing that.
But again, I haven't done any supplemental research.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with the firsthand account.
I'm assuming that it all got brushed under the rug.
Let me in, you bastard. I keep seeing lines that I want to read. Okay. So it's New Year's Eve. I'm going to
Old Lang Syne plays.
Yeah.
Let me set the tone. You read.
Okay.
Ready?
So read.
I'm waiting for you. Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to think of the words of Auld Lang Syne. Auld Lang Syne, the sweet.
That's a different song, dude.
Like me.
You have a little surprise for me, she said, smiling coyly. What surprise? Diamond earrings, maybe? What earrings, I said, getting irritated. Like the ones Marcus got Catherine, she said. What the hell are you talking about?
New Year's Eve.
Catherine said you bought a pair of earrings just like the one she was wearing. Where are they? If you don't get them for me, who'd you get them for? And I said, you're crazy. I didn't get nobody no damn earrings. And I'm not about to either. I'm sure that was the wrong thing to say, but I was angry, and my anger set her off.
It's new.
She took a swing at me, and I grabbed her arm and literally dragged her out of bed and pulled her toward the door. Where are the goddamn earrings? She hollered. She loves to holler.
Kill
taking swings
a
at
a waiter.
There are no earrings, I snapped back. Liar. Who'd you give the earrings
Liar.
To? I didn't give any damn earrings to nobody. There are no earrings. Now get out of here. I don't want you in my bedroom. I pushed her into the corridor and locked the door, then went back to bed still fuming. I didn't know what the hell was going on with Nicole. She was becoming increasingly erratic. Most of the time, she was a loving wife and a perfect mother, but it seemed like lately anything that could set her off, any little thing would set her off. To be honest, it worried me. Did OJ think she was going to kill him the whole time?
He might kill me in a waiter.
Finally, she gave up, and I could hear her moving off. There were plenty of other bedrooms in the house. A minute later, she was back. Turned out she'd only gone to get the keys, and there she was coming all over me again.
Oh!
Fists and feet flying.
Hell yeah.
So I grabbed her again, and I threw her out again, and this time I kept the key. Let me in, you bastard. No, go away.
Let me in, you bastard.
We've been together for 12 years, and in many ways, they've been the 12 best years of my life, but it seemed like, all right, I understand if you love someone and a relationship being, really happy for you, but you break some rushing records. I think those fucking years are going to be better.
Yeah, you're right.
You never knew it was going to piss her off. Most of 1989 had been torture. You never knew it was going to piss her off. When she was pissed off, she could hold on to anger for days. Unlike OJ, who we know lets his anger go.
Yeah.
With usually a knife. Usually in one.
By cutting off a waiter's head.
Yeah, one pretty gruesome display.
Yeah.
Did he cut the head?
No, I think he almost cut off Nicole's head.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You don't remember watching that thing, the ESPN thing?
I never watched it, actually.
Oh, dude, it's awesome.
It's good? I might have to dig
it. It's so good.
It's like 10
hours,
right?
The book first. Read the book.
Read the book
first.
Yeah,
I don't want you to spoil it. I think the book might be better than the movie. But no, they show the pictures. And like, I think he almost cut her head off. It's crazy.
Okay, so at one point the police
are, or the killer. The killer. Almost.
The police are called. Housekeeper Michelle says, Mr. Simpson, you have to come outside. The police are here. The police? What the hell? Pulled on a pair of pants and went downstairs and out the front door. It'd be really funny if he put on his game jersey.
Yeah, he put on his equipment.
Hey, guys, remember me from Buffalo Bills?
Hold on, I'm trying to find my cleats.
He's taping up.
Yeah. I'm trying to get my athletic trainer to fly in from Buffalo.
Michelle was standing right behind me and she saw it too. Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry. I saw Nicole trying to get out of the car and I could hear the cops telling her to sit still. Michelle was sitting right behind me and she saw it too. Come on, Miss Nicole, she said. Everything's going to be all right. Come on back inside. Suddenly, Nicole was crying. My baby's in the house. I want my baby back. Well, come on. What's keeping you?
This is like a 50s fucking like movie.
Yeah, Michelle tried to.
Come on, let's keep it in the
house. I feel like in his memory, it's in black and white.
Yeah.
One of the cops turned to Michelle, scowling. Why don't you mind your own business, he said. What? I don't know. I'm a little lost here. Hey, I snapped. You got no right to talk to my housekeeper that way. this is all over the place. She should mind her own business, he said. So the cops don't like the housekeeper.
Yeah.
The LAPD at the time, we know, had some
issues. Yeah, they had some issues.
This is really a testament of the times.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is really just a wrap-up of, like, you know. I think making OJ a, like, hero of the African-American race is, that's a little crazy, but.
I couldn't believe the guy. He was parked in front of my property talking shit to my housekeeper and telling me how to run my personal affairs. Man, you don't have a right to talk to either of us that way, I said. He's not mad. How anyone's addressing his wife.
Yeah.
Just him and his housekeeper.
Yeah. You can tell that dumb bitch all you want. Say anything to her.
But not my housekeeper. She folds my linens, goddamn.
Mondaroos.
Have you ever had an omelet with spinach? Christ.
You think she comes back and he's like, Michelle, I made a little mess.
Yeah.
Remember when I defended you against the policeman? Yeah.
I'm going to need you to clean up a bit of a mess.
All right, so Nicole didn't come back for several hours. She went down to the precinct. Cops took a statement. 3 a.m, she was drunk. She'd be crying, and she was under fluorescent lights without any makeup. Ask me how bad she looked. Jesus Christ, dude.
Women.
Then they took her to the hospital, and the doctors gave her the once-over.
What's
That's
that?
A medical term.
He said once-over.
He said once-over.
What does that mean?
I guess the doctor just Stabbed went like her? This. Oh. Doctor checked her out. He said,
Ooh, Ooh, you mama. Are fat.
Yeah, you are fat.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
That was about it. I could have told them about the bruises, the ones in her arms. I put them there, her face. I didn't hit her, but it's possible she hurt herself while she was
It's possible
scuffling.
That I allegedly hit her in the face with my fist.
Yeah, I mean, right off the bat, again, this is 15 pages in. OJ sounds awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Years later, during the murder trial, I found out that one of the officers who responded that night was a man by the name of John Edwards. He testified that Nicole had bruises on her forehead, cuts
Isn't John
her nose
Edwards
and cheek.
The senator from Massachusetts that got caught having like a gay affair? I think it is.
I think so.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of
those, but those this is like one of the first ones.
It does sound familiar. I think it was Chicago, wasn't it?
No, it was Boston.
Was it Boston?
Yeah, early 2000s.
That was before I really got into politics.
Mm, yeah, me too.
Let's see. So Edwards quoted Nicole as saying, you guys come out here, you talk to him, you leave. You've been out here 8 times. I want him arrested, and I want my kids back. 8 times? What the hell was she talking about? And what was that about wanting her kids back? Back from what? From where? All I heard was, my baby's in the house. I want my baby back. I want my baby back.
Baby back, baby back, baby back,
baby back. Ribs. He was just, this is all a ploy to try and get him to be the spokesman of Chili's.
Chili's, baby.
Can you imagine being OJ's agent at any given time during any of this?
What, like the book or prior to the murder?
All time.
I mean, if he treated his wife that way, I'm sure he treated other people pretty shitty.
Yeah. Edwards also said, I screamed at Nicole. I got 2 other women. I don't want that woman in my bed anymore. That goes to what you were saying, Rob.
What?
That he had extramarital affairs.
Yes.
I don't remember saying anything about not wanting Nicole in my bed anymore, but at that moment, it was sure as hell true. I didn't want her anywhere near me. The part about the 2 other women, though, Edwards got that completely wrong. I was talking about the 2 women in the house, the nanny and the housekeeper. Because
nanny
Nicole
housekeeper.
Seemed
What's
to be
the difference?
Concerned about the baby, and I was just letting her know that the baby was in good hands. This is also the first he's mentioned of the nanny.
Yeah.
So was she in the house the whole time? Just like, I wonder what's going on.
Yeah, what
there.
The fuck?
So I guess she got the message because she split and didn't come home until before daybreak. When she walked through the front door, I looked at her and felt lousy. I never meant to hurt you, I said. I just wanted you out of the bedroom. I have a headache, she said. Do you want me to take you to the hospital? No.
Dude, imagine he like hits her like it's a TV. Like, let me knock that out of her.
The reception's poor. He puts antennas on
yeah.
her.
Yeah. What is this, a zenith?
No, it's probably just a hangover. Oh. Maybe it's a concussion, I said. How hard did he hit her?
I can, dude, I mean, OJ, fucking football player.
Yeah. Also, I mean, ahead of the concussion thing.
Yeah. Holy shit.
So
there are some bright spots.
There are some brides. Yeah. I don't mind taking you. Just leave me alone. She said, I'm sick of this. I was sick of it too, frankly. I went off and spent what was left of the night at a friend's house, and in the afternoon I went to the Rose Bowl and tried to put the bad feelings behind me.
USC was playing, I assume?
I assume so. Yeah. They were always in the Rose Bowl for a while there,
yeah.
weren't they?
Well, he's a USC graduate.
He was, yeah. yeah. USC guy. Next day, detective came by to follow up with some questions. I walked the guy through it. I said I'd been drinking, that we were both drinking. In a minute, I'd become a little too physical. I should have exercised more self-control, I said.
Yeah.
I bet that's a theme that's going to come back later.
Self-control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that happen in all relationships, he said, and I agreed with him. We'd been partying a little too hard. It was late. We weren't thinking clearly, but hey, nobody got hurt.
I had a few drinks, but I'm not going to kill a waiter.
He goes, but hey, nobody got hurt. Yada, yada, yada. You thought you gave your wife a concussion.
Back to Seinfeld.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this guy loves Seinfeld.
Yeah, he loves Seinfeld.
As for Nicole, I guess she told the cops her own version of the same story. Again, that feels like a common theme here. Yeah. Conflicting narratives.
Well, who's right? There's his side, her side, and the truth.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here to find out.
Yeah, the truth.
If I'm ever physical like that with you again, I will tear up the prenuptial agreement.
Oh, no!
I told Nicole.
With a knife.
Yeah. He does everything with a knife.
With a knife.
He had initiated the fight because my response was wrong, and that's what counted my response. Thank you, she said. I mean it. I know. So yeah, as far as I was concerned, it was over. But it wasn't over. A month later, just as we were getting ready to fly to Hawaii where I had business with Hertz, I woke up and I read about the whole ugly incident on the front page of the Herald Examiner. It was surreal. I thought we'd moved on long ago. Then bam! Emerald. Bam! There it was for the whole world to see. The story came as a complete surprise to Nicole, too. She had no idea that the cops were going to use her statement and those incriminating photographs to charge me with domestic abuse. In the days ahead, everything became a little clearer. I found out that it's quite common for a woman to charge her husband or boyfriend with abuse, only to call the police the next day and ask them to drop the charges. I guess they're afraid of what those guys will do to them when it's all over, so they find out all sorts of reasons to change their stories.
That makes sense.
It was a misunderstanding, officer. Deep down, I really love him. I don't want to hurt the kids. Now that I think about it, the whole thing was my fault. Jesus Christ, Orenthal James.
Dude, he like just manipulated her so bad.
Many women kept getting victimized as a result. I like how he's generalizing this.
Yeah.
Like,
many.
Dude, come on, fella.
Fella.
And the cops are trying to figure out how to deal with the problem. In fact, they were attempting to put a new law on the books that would give them the power to make the charge stick even if the complaint was withdrawn. And I guess what happened was someone at the LAPD decided that I would make the perfect poster boy for spousal abuse, a perfect high-profile launch for their campaign.
Fucking LAPD.
Wait until he's the poster boy
for murder.
And gloves.
Yeah, and waiters.
There was
one
glitch.
Have I ever told you a story about the gloves? About my mom?
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
Have you told it on the pod?
I don't know if I have, but with OJ, my mom was in New York City, and I believe they were at, what is the fancy, maybe Bloomingdale's or some fancy store in the city. Mm-hmm. FAO Schwartz is a toy store, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, so it wasn't FAO Schwartz. Believe they were
She was getting the OJ kid glove.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Way, yeah, before 94, too.
With real blood.
Yeah, so in, I believe it's like 93, my mom was at Bloomingdale's in the city or something like that, and she saw OJ and his ball and chain, and she was buying him the black gloves. And they showed the receipt. They showed the receipt like during the trial of the gloves. Mm-hmm. And my mom was there. She saw OJ the day he got the gloves bought for him.
Wow.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah. You know what's also crazy? My mom killed a waiter as well. Yeah.
She was at the...
Well, my mom asked for a medium rare steak, and they gave it to her medium.
So. She was at the Bloomingdale's murder glove department.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which I think they've recently got rid of.
So we're 18 pages in. It seems like he continues to just get into the alleged politics of the LAPD.
Which I think let's save for the next reading of the OJ book club, because, I mean, listen, we're going to harp on the murder a lot, but... Someone's got to talk about the LAPD. And
yeah,
who better than us?
Now,
two people that live in
New
York.
What I will say for anyone on their seat, I mean, we have plenty to get to, but he was charged with spousal abuse.
Okay.
And just as a little preview,
yeah,
the name
teaser.
Of chapter two is Happy Together.
Ah, Beach Boys.
Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Big Beach Boys guy.
Okay, yeah, Simpson. Pet Sounds.
So, so that's it so far. I'm having a real fun time.
Yeah, it was great.
This is very insightful, I think, and still absolutely insane that he even put this on paper.
Well, you know what? Together, me, you, and the viewer, we're going to figure this out.
The viewer.
Yeah.
The one viewer.
Yeah, the viewer.
I was going to say thousands of listeners.
Yeah, thousands of, well, thousands of listeners, one viewer. We're going to figure this out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if anything, I mean, because there's so few copies left in circulation.
I'll send a book to you.
I mean, we're, well, we need to read it.
Well, yeah, but after we could send signed copies of OJ's book to people.
We sign a copy of OJ's book.
Yeah.
the official Flush Twice.
Yeah,
copy of OJ's exactly. book. I mean, this is, for some people, maybe the only chance that they get to hear.
Can we
story.
Make stickers the Flush Twice? Or are we calling it the Flush Twice Book Club or the OJ Book Club?
OJ Book Club is...
It rolls off the tongue better.
It rolls off the tongue better. Unfortunately, this is, to my knowledge, his only book.
Okay.
So we would run into an issue if we were going to do a sequel to this entry.
Okay. Well, I don't know what we would read after this.
Well, Chuck Norris wrote a book about politics.
Okay, yeah, that's... Yeah.
So I think we have a few options out there.
Well, that could be in the OJ Book Club also.
Yeah, it's just it Flush Twice.
Yeah.
The OJ Book Club.
Yeah, dude,
Flush
the
Twice
Oprah
production.
Book Club is not books that Oprah wrote.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the OJ Book Club by Flush Twice Productions.
Yeah, and we'll put a little sticker on it. We'll send you our copies.
A little sticker.
Yeah.
And should we open... what were you going to say?
What?
What were you going to say?
What?
Third base.
Classic.
Should we have him in some room tone?
No.
No? All right, that was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time.
And stay tuned for chapter two.
Yeah.